William Morrow and Harper Audio present Murder in Paradise, 13 Mysteries from the Travels of Hercule Poirot, by Agatha Christie, performed by David Suchet, with stories taken from Poirot's early cases and Poirot Investigates.
The Plymouth Express. Alex Simpson, R.N., stepped from the platform at Newton Abbot into a first-class compartment of the Plymouth Express. A porter followed him with a heavy suitcase. He was about to swing it up to the rack, but the young sailor stopped him. Leave it on the seat. I'll put it up later. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The porter, generously tipped, withdrew. Doors banged. A stentorian voice shouted,
"Plymouth only! Change for Torquay! Plymouth next stop!"
Then a whistle blew, and the train drew slowly out of the station. Lieutenant Simpson had the carriage to himself. The December air was chilly, and he pulled up the window. Then he sniffed vaguely and frowned. What a smell there was! Reminded him of that time in hospital and the operation on his leg. Oh yes, chloroform. That was it. He let the window down again, changing his seat to one with its back to the engine. He pulled a pipe out of his pocket and lit it. For a little time he sat inactive, looking out into the night and smoking. At last, he roused himself, and opening the suitcase, took out some papers and magazines, then closed the suitcase again and endeavoured to shove it under the opposite seat, without success. Some obstacle resisted it. He shoved harder with rising impatience, but it still stuck out halfway into the carriage. "Why the devil won't it go in?" he muttered, and hauling it out completely, he stooped down and peered under the seat. A moment later, a cry rang out into the night, and the great train came to an unwilling halt in obedience to the imperative jerking of the communication cord.
"Mon ami," said Poirot, "you have, I know, been deeply interested in this mystery of the Plymouth Express. Read this."
I picked up the note he flicked across the table to me. It was brief and to the point. "Dear sir, I shall be obliged if you will call upon me at your earliest convenience. Yours faithfully, Ebenezer Halliday." The connection was not clear to my mind, and I looked inquiringly at Poirot. For an answer, he took up the newspaper and read aloud.
"A sensational discovery was made last night. A young naval officer returning to Plymouth found under the seat of his compartment the body of a woman stabbed through the heart. The officer at once pulled a communication cord and the train was brought to a standstill. The woman, who was about 30 years of age and richly dressed, has not yet been identified." And later we have this. "The woman found dead in the Plymouth Express has been identified as the Honourable Mrs. Rupert Carrington." You see now, my friend? Or if you do not, I will add this. Mrs. Rupert Carrington was, before her marriage, Flossie Halliday, daughter of Old Man Halliday, the Steel King of America.
"Well, and he has sent for you? Splendid!
I did him a little service in the past, an affair of bearer bonds, and once when I was in Paris for a royal visit I had Mademoiselle Flossie pointed out to me, la jolie petite pensionnaire. She had the jolie dot, too. It caused trouble. She nearly made a bad affair."
"Oh, how was that?"
"A certain Count La Rochefort, un bien mauvais sujet, a bad hat, as you would say. An adventurer pure and simple who knew how to appeal to a romantic young girl. Luckily, her father got wind of it in time. He took her back to America in haste. I heard of her marriage some years later, but I know nothing of her husband."
I said. "The Honourable Rupert Carrington is no beauty by all accounts. He had pretty well run through his own money on the turf, and I should imagine Old Man Halliday's dollars came along in the nick of time. I should say that for a good-looking, well-mannered, utterly unscrupulous young scoundrel, it would be hard to find his mate."
"Ah, the poor little lady. Elle n'est pas bien tombée. I fancy he made it pretty obvious at once that it was her money and not she that attracted him. I believe they drifted apart almost at once. I have heard rumours lately that there was to be a definite legal separation."
"Well,
Old Man Halliday is no fool. He would tie up her money pretty tight."
"There's a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?